Then you're back home and you change jobs. TU basketball coach Jim King calls and asks you to broadcast.
In those days, the broadcast rights were put out for bid. The group bidding the most to pay the university got the rights to the broadcast. Exclusive. Mr. Gaylord, who owned Channel 4 and the Oklahoma City newspapers, his group had the rights to OU football, but they were outbid by KTOK. I was working in Channel 4 as Jack was. We're doing the football, basketball on WKY Radio and the OU network. But now here KTOK wins the rights, outbid Gaylord, which is hard to believe. But it was a mess up. I won't get into that. So what's going to happen now? Well, Mr. Schuler, the general manager of KTOK, wanted Jack and I to continue to do the games for him. I'll be quite frank with you. I talked to Mr. Schuler, and I made a hell of a deal, money-wise, for Jack and I. About five times what we were making for Mr. Gaylord. I mean, it's amazing. Schuler said, okay. I called Ogle. I said, man, I made us a hell of a deal. He said, we're in deep trouble. I said, why? He said, Mr. Gaylord said, we're not doing the games for KTOK and still working at Channel 4.
A competitor, obviously.
Right. I'd already shaken hands with Mr. Schuler. So there was about 3 or 4 days, not being overly dramatic here, where I was going to get fired if I did and sued if I didn't. Finally, they worked out a compromise where they let me do OU play-by-play on KTOK that last year, but Ogle could not do the color. They gave him the OU playback show on TV, but that was one last year that I did OU. So because of that last year, basketball wasn't included in OU. So I had a basketball season open. Well, Jim King, the coach of Tulsa at the time, called me and said, my guy that's doing play-by-play for my basketball got transferred, his regular job, transferred to Chicago. You know, anybody can do basketball. I said, what about me? So he said, can you do it? I said, yeah, I got no basketball this season. So I did Tulsa basketball that season. OU football that last year on KTOK and then Tulsa basketball. And then the next year, the guy at OSU, athletic director, called Jack and I and said, we'd like for you to do our games at OSU. Mr. Gaylord then and WKY started carrying OSU football, basketball, and I started doing games for OSU.
What you just said now, this is a major deal. You're at OU at all these years. Not just like we go from here to here. Talk about fans, because when you're the voice of our team, and now you're going over to this competitor, you're going to the enemy. Talk about that.
Well, that's one of the questions really everybody asks. And it was amazing, and I'm not trying to brag or whatever the term is, but they welcomed me with open arms at OSU. At OU, they called me Ancient Orange and traitor and all that. But OSU welcomed me with open arms. They explained later, and boy, this is a tough thing for me to say publicly because it's bragging, but they said, with you and Jack coming to us, we felt like we had the number one broadcast team and took it away from OU. And that was kind of their attitude. And I mean, they treated me and Jack just like kings at OSU. A dedicated Gallagher-Iva Arena, they just were great to us those years. Couldn't have been nicer. So the transfer to OSU was really very pleasant.
But also, OU was on this very high level, and OSU was not nearly what it is today in football. So they kind of looked at it as a compliment. I mean, this is part of a franchise we'd love to have.
Yeah.
And you were a part of that franchise.
Yeah.
You probably did bring attention to
right.
OSU football.
I mean, I'm saying that in modesty.
But no, there's no question about that.
Yeah, they felt like they had the number one broadcast team. This wasn't without stepping on people's feet. Bill Platt had been doing OSU for years, and he got crowded out. To the day he died, he resented it. We really had nothing to do with it, but we did because we took... See what I'm saying? In this business, when you replace someone, I don't care what the circumstances are, there's bitter feelings.
They didn't care for his play-by-play.
Well, they did. He did a hell of a job for years. But that first year, you talk about tough, they had me doing one quarter, then Bill would do one quarter, and then I would do another quarter, and then Bill would do. That eased him out, and the next year was all overnight.
That had to be tough for the both of you.
It was. That was the toughest part.
Jim Stanley was the new coach then?
Yeah, Coach Stanley was not glib. He was a good coach, but just did not have a gift of gab. I don't know how else to say it.